cattle futures mostly extended recent gains to start the week. Sharply lower U.S. beef exports in May were due to production disruptions, but also likely due in part to the global economic recession. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 14th of July. The weighted average 5-area direct fed steer price last week was $95.98 a hundredweight on a live basis, according to USDA. That was $1.11 higher than the previous week, but $17.39 less than the same week last year. The average price in the beef was $157.60, which was $3.92 higher than the prior week, but $25.21 less than the prior year. Firmer to higher cash fed cattle prices helped cattle futures close mostly higher Monday. Feeder cattle were also supported by a steep decline in corn futures. Except for an average of 25 cents lower through the front three contracts, live cattle futures closed an average of 31 cents higher. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.41 higher. Choice boxed beef cutout value is $1.24 lower Monday afternoon at $203.26 a hundredweight. Select was $2.41 lower at $191.88. Just a couple of trendable weekly Monday auctions to report at press time. Feeder steers sold steady to $5 higher at Oklahoma National Stockyards, where there were 8,000 head on offer. Steer calves sold steady to $3 higher and up to $8 higher for 5 weights. Heifer calves and feeders sold $2 to $5 higher. At Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, steer and heifer calves weighing less than 500 pounds sold steady to $5 lower, but calves weighing more than 500 pounds and yearlings sold steady. The exception was steady to $3 higher for steers weighing 750 to 850. There were 6,258 head on offer. Nationwide, pasture and range conditions continue to erode, according to the latest USDA Crop Progress Report for the week ending July 12th. 36% of pasture and range was rated in good or excellent condition, which was 32% less than last year. 30% was rated in poor or very poor condition, compared to 8% at the same time a year ago. According to the U.S. Drought Monitor for July 7th, 48.51% of the continental United States was rated from abnormally dry to extreme drought. That was 3.09% more than the previous week and 37.68% more than the same time last year. As for row crops, continued positive progress and Friday's World Agricultural Supply and Demand estimates weighed on corn and soybean futures to start the week. Corn futures closed 6 to 7 cents lower through July of 21 and then mostly 2 to 4 cents lower. Soybean futures closed 12 to 15 cents lower through May of 21 and then 5 to 10 cents lower. In terms of progress, 29% of corn was silking, which was 15% more than the 5-year average. 69% was rated as good or excellent, which was 11% more than last year. Similarly, 48% of soybeans were blooming, which was 8% more than average, and 68% was rated as good or excellent, which was 14% more than last year. Major U.S. financial indices roared higher early Monday, buoyed by positive coronavirus vaccine progress. Investor sentiment turned bearish, though, after California announced it was closing indoor restaurants, bars, and movie theaters in order to slow recently escalating COVID-19 cases. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 10 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 29 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 226 points. Disruptions in beef production played a role in the precipitous decline in May U.S. beef exports, but higher prices and economic turmoil wrought by COVID-19 were likely factors too. As mentioned in Cattle Current last week, U.S. beef exports in May were 33% less than a year earlier and the least in 10 years, according to data released by USDA and compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Value for the month was 34% less than the same time last year at $480.1 million. Daryl Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, points out beef production declined 19.7% in April and then another 19.9% in May. So, he says, there's little doubt that May beef exports were curtailed in part simply due to a lack of available product. But, he adds, it's likely part of the decrease in beef exports was due to macroeconomic weakness in some countries, combined with higher U.S. beef prices, with May choice boxed beef values reaching $420 a hundredweight, up 84.2% from March price levels. In terms of specific markets, Peel explains May exports to Japan, the leading U.S. market, were 26.3% less year over year. Beef exports to Korea, the second leading U.S. market, were 21.7% less. They were a staggering 78% less to Mexico, which recently occupied the position as third largest importer of U.S. beef. The drop in beef exports to Mexico in particular is very concerning, Peel says. He explains Mexico's experiencing a sharp recession, compounded by a weaker Mexican peso in April and May, before some recovery in June. Looking ahead, Peel notes U.S. beef production in June recovered to about 97% of year-ago levels, while choice box beef prices declined to an average of $242.30 a hundredweight. June beef exports will likely bounce back significantly, Peel says, but adds that going forward it will be important to monitor the residual impact of April through May processing disruptions, as well as ongoing global economic weakness, in order to see how beef export prospects develop in the second half of the year. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 14th of July. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.